Matthew chapter number 13 this evening as we continue in our series on the parables. Matthew chapter number 13, and let's look at verse number 33, just one verse. The Bible says, "Another parable spake he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that your word is truth, and every word of God, Lord, has been recorded for all eternity. Thank you, dear Lord, that you seek to teach us tonight from your precious word. Help us, dear Lord, to be hearers and doers. Help us, Lord, to heed the warning of your word. Help us, Lord, to live our lives in the light of your truth. For your glory, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, you may have noticed one parable in one verse. You might say tonight, well, what is so important about this lesson? I mean, after all, it's just one verse. But as we know, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Amen. Every word of God, every jot and tittle, every word in the Word of God is important. And here we have a very, very important and crucial message for the believer. Look with me in verse number 34. It says, "All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables. Without a parable spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world." As we heard on Sunday night, wonderful message from Brother Hustler. You know, the secret things belong to the Lord our God. The exciting thing about the parables is that the Lord reveals many of those secrets. He reveals them to us, and he wants them to know. He wants us to know the truths of the Word of God and the spiritual reality of what of the world we live in. Now, what has the Lord revealed to us in this parable? Well, Roman numeral number one, let's get straight into it. First of all, we see a corrupting influence. A corrupting influence. The Bible says in verse number 33, "Another parable spake he unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal," or flour, that's what the word meal means, "till the whole was leavened." Now, you remember these past parables have been dealing with the subject of apostasy. This parable is no different. The Bible says that the kingdom of heaven is likened unto leaven. Now, as we know, the sphere of Christianity is what the Lord is talking about, professing Christianity. And not everyone who claims to be a Christian in Christianity, in the Christian world, is a true Christian. Not everyone that claims to be a believer is a true believer. In the past parables, we've seen that there is a great deception taking place. You remember the parable of the mustard seed and the bush that branched out into a great tree. You remember the parable of the wheat and the tares. Now the Lord is speaking about leaven being hid in flour or in meal. Now leaven, as you know, is another word for a raising agent like yeast. If you've ever made bread before, if you've ever made a cake before, you've made the put together the ingredients, sprinkled a little bit of yeast in, and that is the activating agent, isn't it? The yeast. It causes the flour or the bread dough to bubble up, to aerate. A fermentation process takes place, and that just little sprinkle of yeast, it's amazing, just that little tiny ingredient makes a complete difference in the whole of the bread dough in the meal. And you might say, well, Pastor, what's so bad about that? That's a good thing, isn't it? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But it's important to understand how the word leaven is used in Scripture. In the Old Testament, symbolically, leaven is always mentioned in an evil sense, in a negative sense. Now, in the New Testament, it's mentioned 17 times. 16 times it is used to describe sin and an evil influence. The 17th time is right here in this parable. And we need to understand that the Lord uses leaven symbolically to describe evil, to describe sin. Now, some have interpreted this parable to describe the effects of the gospel, that the gospel is like leaven, and when it's sown into the meal, it will influence the entire meal, and the gospel will spread, and the kingdom of heaven, all will be saved. But the problem is that leaven is never used to describe the gospel. In contrary, it is used to describe corruption. It is used to describe sin, and it's always mentioned in an evil sense. So again, based upon what we see in the Word of God and in the past two parables, we're confident to know that the Lord is describing again corruption within Christianity, apostasy within those who claim to have assurance. The Lord is speaking about the leaven of apostasy and corruption. Notice there in your notes, the leaven of hypocrisy. Notice what the Lord says, "Beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy." Now, a hypocrite, that word, describes someone who is an actor. That's the root meaning of the word. Someone who's pretending to be someone who they are not. And so an actor is a hypocrite in the sense that they're pretending to be someone else. They put on different faces. In the old times where they wore masks, and they didn't have makeup and different hair wigs and that sort of thing to change themselves. They wore masks, and they were described as hypocrites. They acted in a way to pretend that they were someone else. And the Lord says we need to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. You see, the Pharisees were pretending to be the religious supremacists. They were the ones who were the people of God. They were the ones that had the Word of God, and they were the ones who were right. And yet the Lord described them as hypocrites. Hypocrites. They were pretending to be someone who they were not. Because they would say one thing and say that they believe one thing, but they would do the opposite. They were hypocrites. And you know, when it comes to the sphere of apostasy, in Christendom today, there is much hypocrisy. Amen? The leaven of hypocrisy. Many actors stand behind pulpits today with their charming smiles and with their emotional messages, and yet all they're doing is acting. All they're doing is pretending. Well, at the same time, they're sowing the leaven of apostasy. Much of what they say is the truth, but they're subtly working against the Word of God. I just saw a little snippet from a message that Joel Osteen spoke. He doesn't preach. He prances around like a dandelion. And he doesn't preach. He speaks. That's what he does. And, you know, he spoke about the fact that if you're going through trials, if you're going through difficulties, guess what? God put them in your life for a reason. He put them in your life for a reason, to teach you something. My friends, that is absolutely 100% true. Yes, it is. But you see, hypocrites, they pretend. They pretend to be someone they're not in order to sow the evil seed of false teaching, of leaven. Then he goes on to say that God has given you, within you, yourself as a Christian, your own ability to overcome those trials. God has put within you an inner strength that just needs to come out if you believe in yourself. And then they use perverted scriptures that are not from the Bible, and he claims that the Apostle Paul says, "I am equal to everything." I don't find that in my Bible. I find in my Bible, I need to come to the Lord. I need to rely on His strength, not my own. And I need to rely on His power and His grace. But you see, hypocrites abound. The leaven of hypocrisy. Then there's the leaven of false doctrine. Matthew chapter 16, verse 6 in your notes. "Then Jesus said unto them, Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." Now remember, what did the Sadducees not believe in? Who can remember? The resurrection, that's right. They did not believe that there is a resurrection. And that was a stance that they took. They were a Jewish sect that denied the resurrection. And the leaven of the Sadducees, very simply put, for tonight's sake, is false doctrine. False doctrine. That is another leaven that is at work today in the sphere of Christendom. The leaven of the Sadducees, false doctrine. All the churches in Christendom today saying we need to hold hands with one another in order to win the world for Jesus Christ. The problem is, The Bible doesn't say the world will be one. The Bible says that there will be a great apostasy, not a great awakening. There'll be a great falling away from the truth rather than a great awakening to the truth. There won't be a great revival. There'll be a great corruption. My wife had some scans in the hospital, just some baby scans, and we walked past the chapel that they have there, the ecumenical multi-faith chapel, and they've got all sorts of brochures down. We were encouraged that Brother Steve put down some of our invitations there. That was a blessing. I picked up one little brochure from the Lutheran Tract Mission. Let me read you a little portion from their tract. And it's entitled, "Congratulations on Your New Baby." Now, you might be here tonight and say, well, I'm sure the Lutherans are pretty close to us. After all, Martin Luther protested against the Catholic Church. They returned to the truth. I mean, they cannot be that far from us. What's the problem with the Lutheran Church? Well, let's just read for ourselves. "Congratulations on your new baby. Now that you have a brand new baby, you might start to think, maybe at Grandma's suggestion, about getting your child done. That is, getting him or her baptized. But why would you want to do it? Please, to please God, because it's a nice tradition, to keep Grandma or the old people at church happy? Maybe you're not sure about it. No matter how you feel about it at present, I would like to offer an important reason why it is worth getting your child baptized. God wants to give your child the privilege of becoming one of His own children. Jesus spoke of the importance of baptism in this way, 'Verily, verily, I tell you,' here's the corrupted version, 'no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and of the Spirit.' You and your partner, they say, were part of the miracle of the birth of your child, but only God can give your child spiritual birth. It's like turning the light on inside your child." I won't read the rest for you. I think you get the idea. The Lutherans believe and teach exactly what the Catholic Church teaches. That a child is, and again, not baptized, sprinkled with water, and the light inside them turns on spiritually. They become a child of God because the priest or the minister prays over the water. It is infused with the Holy Spirit, applied to the child's forehead. That child becomes a child of God. My friend, that is absolute heresy. Heresy. Can you imagine? That's where the Lutherans are at. But you see, the leaven of false doctrine is being sown everywhere. Everywhere. It is corrupting Christendom. And the Lord says, we need to beware. We need to beware of this attitude of, okay, look, maybe we should drop some of our strong stances on what we believe in order to work with other churches to do more for the cause of Christ. Christ doesn't say that. He says, beware of the leaven. Stay away from it. Get away from it. Beware. The leaven of false doctrine. Then the leaven of worldliness. Notice Mark chapter 8, verse 15. "And he charged them, saying, 'Take heed,'" again, it's a warning, "'beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod.'" Now, Herod and the Herodians were ones that were joining hands with the Roman government in order to gain political power. They didn't care who it was that they held hands with. As long as they gained more power and more influence, they were going to side up with them. Now, Herod was a Jew. Well, he came from a Jewish line of heritage, and he should have been faithful to the Word of God. He should have been, as the ruler, faithful to the teachings of the Word of God and the Messiah. But no, he was just in it for his own wealth. He was an immoral man. The family was filled with immorality and corruption, and Herod and the Herodians represent worldliness. Worldliness, the leaven of worldliness, compromising our standards in order to side and join hands with the world. Ungodliness, those without God, that's who the Romans were. The leaven of lack of separation from the world. A love of the world, a love of wealth, and spiritualizing, the excuses we have for sin, you know, joining hands with the world and indulging in the entertainment of the world and the riches of the world and the love of the world. That is leaven. That is leaven. The leaven of Herod. And it's interesting that a hypocrisy, false doctrine, and worldliness, are the three key characteristics of apostasy today. Hypocrisy, false doctrine, and worldliness. That is how Christianity is being corrupted. That is how Christianity is being ruined from within. And many Christians are not aware of it. You know, many Christians are not aware of it. And to be honest, many Christians, to them, the great departure from the faith that's taking place is just a mystery still. When Christ has revealed what will happen in the last days within these parables. You see, the leaven will corrupt. And we need to beware, as the Lord tells us to. You see, there's a corrupting influence taking place. And yes, it is that bad. It is that bad. My friends, we live in the last days. There in your notes, Roman numeral number 2, there's a deceitful action. Not just a corrupting influence, but a deceitful action. Notice the action of the woman in this parable. It's significant. And it does not sound like a godly person's action, does it? No, she hid the leaven in the meal. If the leaven represented the gospel, my friends, the gospel is not hidden. These things that the Lord said are not hidden to the world. They are made known. The leaven was deceptively hidden. It was hid. It means to be concealed. A secretive action. Now, what does that sound like? Who does that sound like? The leaven being hid, concealed. Who is the subtle concealer? The deceptive one. Not the woman. But who is the... That's right, the devil. The devil in the Garden of Eden was more subtle than any creature, the snake, more subtle than any creature, came subtly, came secretly. In fact, the Chinese character for the word devil includes a secret motion in a garden. And you know, the Bible tells us that the devil came subtly. This is what the woman was doing, a secretive action, a deceptive action. The devil is the father of lies, and he's the one that plants leaven in the good meal, in Christianity. He's the one that plants false doctrine, hypocrisy, worldliness. It's an amazing parable. Now, we don't have time to look into it, but we will in the book of the Revelation, because the woman here is significant also. Because in the book of the Revelation, we read of the last day's false religious system represented by a woman. And we'll see that in the book of the Revelation to come. But this is an amazing parable. The Lord is saying not everyone who's a Christian is genuinely a Christian. Not everyone that says they're saved is actually saved. We need to test everything by the Word of God, because leaven is sown how? Deceitfully. It's hidden. Notice in your notes. Jude chapter 1 verse 4. I won't read the whole verse for the sake of time. For there are certain men crept in how?
Unawares.
You and I might think that they are saved, that they are great teachers, that they are great preachers, but what are they preaching? What are they teaching? On the outside, they may look all right, but you see, many of them are sowing leaven, corruption. Even in independent Baptist churches, we need to test everything by the Word of God, don't we? Absolutely. We need to test everything by the Word. You know, even the devil, he can send his agents of corruption into good Bible-believing churches. We shouldn't just assume. We shouldn't just say, okay. You know? If it's an independent Baptist church, it must be okay. That's why as Christians, this series of apostasy on Sunday nights and some of these parables are so important to us. They need to be important in our lives. We need to realize how serious this issue is. There is a great falling away, and it is taking place in independent Baptist churches. In fact, as time goes on, I'm shocked at what I'm seeing taking place. Deceitful actions. Sowing leaven. Lastly, a final warning. Notice what Matthew chapter 13, verse 33 says. At the end of the parable, it says, till the whole was leavened. Now, the Lord leaves no doubt. A little leaven does great damage and corrupts the entire lot. Everything is polluted. Now, you might say, well, Pastor, a bit of false teaching, a bit of worldliness, a bit of hypocrisy. Look, that's That's okay. Look, it won't do that much damage. The Lord says, yes, it will. You know, when you're baking a cake, how much yeast do you need to put in? Just a pinch. Just a pinch. And the entire dough, the entire ingredients are infiltrated by that leaven. That's what happens with false teaching. That's what happens with worldliness. The Lord said, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. A little leaven in your life and mine will corrupt our family, will corrupt our lives, it will corrupt our church. The Lord says, beware. Beware. You know, some say a little leaven doesn't matter. You know, if we can reach more people by joining hands with other churches and maybe just softening our doctrines to join together, well, that will be worth it, won't it? I mean, we'll reach more souls. The Lord says, no, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. We will be corrupted. Our message will be corrupted. Our message will change. The leaven will corrupt the gospel, and soon we'll be preaching a gospel of self-improvement, not of self-repentance. That's the gospel that's being preached today. Sprinkle a little baby or pray a little prayer and you've got your ticket to heaven. My friend, it's a perversion. And the leaven, we need to beware. Let me ask you this evening in conclusion, what leaven are you inviting into your life? You know, are you watching some false preachers on TV or listening to them on the radio? Again, you might say, Pastor, I know what I believe. I won't be deceived. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says if you entertain leaven, you will be corrupted. There's only so much of Joel Osteen that I can handle before I start wondering, if I want a church that big, maybe I need to, start softening some things. Amen? We all have a sinful flesh, do we not? Absolutely. Don't tell me you don't have a sinful flesh. And you're not tempted by false teaching. We need to get out of it. Stay out of it. Get away from it. Amen. What about worldliness? You might say, Pastor, how does worldliness, what has that got to do with apostasy? Well, see, when you let the world into your life, holiness goes out the door. And when holiness is gone, that's when we are open to false teaching, false influences. CCM music is the door of apostasy. Charismatic music is the door of apostasy. It breaks down the barriers between good Bible-believing churches and Bible-believing Christians, breaks down those barriers and draws them into the emerging church, the Hillsong churches, the charismatic churches, leads them away from the Lord. You know, just the little leaven, leaveneth the whole lump. I was listening to some music this week, because unfortunately, Lighthouse Baptist Church in Rockhampton, let me announce this, they have put on a youth festival at the end of this month, and they have come out of the spiritual closet to reveal that they are going full-blown into charismatic Hillsong and worse music. And I had to watch some of those videos, and now that they're putting on a youth festival, they have shown their true colours. They are using music that is absolutely abominable. Not just their own little mild version. No, they are using the world's music to attract teenagers. The world's methods. And just listening to that music just got stuck in my head. Those tunes are addictive. They're addictive to the flesh. I started to sing some of the words in my mind. I couldn't get it out of it. That's how addictive, I'm just being honest, that's how addictive those words are. I won't singing of those words to you. But my friend, if you're listening to CCM music, you are already on the path to apostasy. It's leaven. You need to get out of it. You need to beware what the Lord says. Because a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. And my friend, I don't want you to be the next person to leave and get lost in a charismatic church, not knowing where you started your faith and where you're going. Because the Lord warns us today. He warned his apostles. And as Christians, we ought to be zealous about what we have. Amen. Thank God for what we have. Let's guard it. Let's guard our hearts. Let's heed to the Lord's warning this evening.